today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Dhila. The upward trend in the First National Bank Rent Price Index has continued for three consecutive quarters after moving out of a contractionary period from March 2023, reaching a 12-month average of 7.2% in quarter four of last year. The average rent price on a 12-month rolling basis stands at 7,257 Namibia dollars. Here's FNB Namibia economist Rusana Ndago with more.
We attribute the higher demand for rent to the fact that mortgages are unaffordable in the current high interest rate environment and consumers are opting to rent for longer, thereby enabling landlords to pass on higher rental prices and deposits with prospective tenants. Also, the arrival of expats for oil and gas exploration activities could potentially be impacting the rental market. We expect the rental market to continue this positive trajectory as a slight uptick in inflation is expected due to the recent fuel hikes and global tensions.
Thousands of workers in the platinum mining sector are set to lose jobs after Impala, Anglo American and Sibanye Stillwater announced retrenchment plans. Mining expert Peter Major told Newsroom Africa that they are forced to go for lower production because they are making a loss.
Nobody likes laying people off, especially the mining companies that hired them, trained them, have them in very useful jobs. To let these trained people go, it means you're going to have lower production. But right now, if you're losing money on every ton, then you're going to have to go to lower production. People aren't trying to make more money by laying people off. They're actually trying to stem the bleeding. They're trying to stem the losses. And we've had metal prices fall almost 50% the last 18 months. Prices are where they were 6 years ago. But unfortunately, our costs are a hell of a lot higher than 6 years ago. In most instances, our costs are 50% higher. So you can imagine, you got the same metal prices as 5, 6 years ago, and you got costs 50% higher. Your margin is just wiped out. And it's almost like a Titanic hitting an iceberg. You've just got to stop the water rushing in before it sinks the whole ship.
The United Nations top humanitarian official in South Sudan, Anita Kiki Beho, has urged the government to lift newly imposed taxes and charges that are causing aid deliveries to be suspended, affecting tens of thousands of people.
Since February, authorities have imposed a series of new taxes and charges at border crossings and within the country. These measures have impacted over 60,000 people, particularly in remote areas where humanitarian operations are already limited. This number is expected to rise to 145,000 by the end of May if the measures remain in place. Anita Kiki Beho, UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, said that aid agencies have been forced to halt life-saving airdrops of food assistance amid dwindling fuel supplies. We call on the government of South Sudan to uphold all agreements with humanitarians, including our non-governmental organizations partners, and immediately remove new taxes and fees so that we can continue to support people in need, she said.
Namibia Future Media Holdings and Venture Media Publications today announced the official launch of the nominations round for the prestigious Best of Namibia 2024 Awards. The National Pride Campaign invites all Namibians to celebrate businesses and organizations that contribute to the country's success. The nomination process takes place online at bestofnam.com. Here's Future Media CEO Gary Strobel.
So Best of Namibia will be a new platform for the public, the audiences and readers, the readers of Venture Media and their various publications, the audiences of Future Media, both television and radio, to select the businesses they believe are truly the best in a wide range of different categories, ranging from best campsite to best steakhouse to best place to fix your car. It really is the experiences of the customers that become almost a democratic process in recognizing those businesses that go above and beyond in terms of innovation and service.
And here's Andre Compion, Managing Director of Fly Namibia.
Fly Namibia, obviously, we want to play our role where we can contribute. We find this is an excellent opportunity for us to do contribute. This competition will lead to a fair judgment of the performance of each business that's going to be nominated in it. I think in the first year, we're going to see winners who deserve the accolades, but that's going to put pressure on the losers to up their game and to increase the levels of service that are not always there where they should be in the country. So I think overall, this is going to be a lasting and a long-term positive impact on the country that's going to have.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.